All right, let's switch things back to Clinton County here. Let's talk a little sports. Jamie Blacker, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
Oh, doing all right.
Good deal. I was thinking about you.
Games last night.
Yeah, I was thinking about you. I heard the beginning of the Clinton Prairie game, and I heard the very end, and I tuned in, and I think Prairie was up 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 there at the end with 16 seconds to go, and I thought, all right, they made it.
That's correct. Last night in 3A sectional at Craper, we'll start there first. Troy West beat Crawfordsville 52-46, so they move into Friday night's game against North Montgomery. Last night at Western Boone, Clinton Prairie was victorious over Weibo 46-39. They were led by a freshman, Ryan Harshbarger. He's been coming along all year, getting some playing time, and he was 4-7 from three-point land and led the Gophers with 12 points.
Hey,
in the second game,
Jamie, real quick, let me ask you this, because I heard Don and Carl mention that at the end here, too, that he was the leading scorer, 4 of 7 from three-point land.
Off the bench.
Off the bench, yes.
Off the bench,
yes.
Yeah.
He's second or third off the bench, usually, yeah.
Wow. So my thought was, I heard a lot of other players, a lot of seniors and stuff, had scored 4 to 6 points. This could have been a lot uglier if he didn't come off the bench and play pretty strong. I was a little surprised that he was the leading scorer.
Well, the Gophers shot 61% from two-point land.
Oh, wow.
They struggled a little bit from three-point. I think it was around 30. But Western Boone did a nice job on guarding Garrett McGraw last night and maybe slowing down Trevor Funk. We got in a little bit of foul trouble. Actually, Drew Blacker fouled out in the third quarter.
Mm.
It's just one of them games. Go back and listen to tape with Carl and Don, and I spoke with Carl after the game. It was just ugly. It's just one of those games that,
yeah,
hey, the Gophers got through it, and we move on.
So, right, right.
And they didn't have a lot of help last night, just put it that way.
Okay, right, yeah. Thank you for that. So the second game was what, overtime?
Yeah, overtime last night. That was Fountain Central 51 over Seager 46.
Mm.
And that was kind of an expected game. Fountain Central's played really well down the stretch. Seager's, you know, had a losing record going into that, but they have a longtime coach, and they play really well. So looking forward to Friday night's matchup, Clinton Prairie and Rossville.
Mm-hmm.
That ought to be a heck of a ball game at 6 o'clock. Coach Dunn will have the Hornets ready to go. I can guarantee you that.
Mm-hmm.
He, is, in my mind, has always been a sectional-type coach, and the last 2 years have proved that. They went over there, Fountain Central, 2 years ago and won that thing, and then didn't get to play in the regional because of COVID.
Yeah.
And then last year surprised everybody and ended up hitting the last second shot, beating Carroll to go to the regional. I think they ended up getting knocked out by Luke Brown and Blackford, which is one of the top teams in the state. So I can guarantee you Friday night the Hornets will be ready to go. The Gophers will be ready to go. It'll be a heck of a matchup at Western Boone. And then in that second game, Fountain Central's intriguing a little bit. They have a 6'8", 6'9 kid.
Oh, wow.
That he just likes to play in three-point land. I'd like to see him go under and get underneath the basket every once in a while, but he just doesn't. But he can shoot the three ball, and they got a couple other guys. They're playing a lot of sophomores. They're fairly young. They have a new coach who's been around the block. I think he moved in from North Putnam. Back to I think he originally was at Fountain Central years ago. He's got a lot of wins underneath his belt, so I'm sure he'll be ready to play. And of course the Cougars have had a great season. They're 20-1, I believe, ranked number 6 in 2A on the final poll. And Coach Bender will have the Cougars ready to go Friday night. So I think sectional 38 is living up to its billing. It was rated the number 1 2A sectional in the state for the hardest to play. I'm going into the sectional weekend, so it's not going to be any different going down the last Friday and Saturday night. And then I want to mention one other sectional. Clinton Central season ended last night at Attica. They got beat by Central Catholic 54-38, but the Bulldogs gave up a heck of a fight. I believe at one point I saw Brad Smith, the principal at Clinton Central, tweet the Bulldogs were up 18-13 in the second quarter. So
mm-hmm.
I kind of felt like they come out fighting and give LCC all they wanted, and they did. They just couldn't hang on to win it.
Yeah,
I think they ended up their season 8-15, which has been their best record since 2016. So the Bulldogs, they got a lot to be proud of. They got a good first-year coach in Coach Davis. Got to meet him a few times in there inside the huddle. Great guy. He's going to get that program turned around. Bulldogs fans, just give him a chance, and he'll get you back in there fighting for those sectional titles.
Very good. Well, we'll look forward to the games Friday night then. So game one, 6 o'clock, Rossville and Clinton Prairie. As you mentioned, Rossville 12-10, Prairie 20-4. And then game two is going to be Carroll and Fountain Central. And then we'll have the championship game on Saturday night. Do we know if that's starting at 7:30 or 8 yet?
I think it's 7:30.
Okay. Very good.
Yep.
Also, there is the Frankfort sectional tonight.
Right. We don't want to leave that out. I was going to cover that, too.
Yeah.
Hot Dogs play tonight. Thank you for reminding me.
No problem. Thank you for sending me the cheat sheet.
Well, I sent you there, yeah. Tonight at Frankfort sectional, game one, Danville 17-5 versus Greencastle 8-15. Game two, Frankfort 9-12 versus Monrovia, who's 6-16. So Friday night at Frankfort would be in the first game. Tri-West, who won last night against North Montgomery. North Montgomery's 2-20. So Tri-West has a pretty good chance of getting into Saturday night's game. And I would expect Friday night and that second game will be a Danville-Frankfort matchup. And I think the Hot Dogs have a heck of a chance to move on in this. They played Danville really well at Danville a couple weeks ago.
I remember that.
The Hot Dogs have been on the losing side of some games here lately, but it's not because they haven't been playing well.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that just happens, but maybe they're getting it turned around to make a run here at the sectional time, and be glad to see that for Frankfort Hot Dogs.
Well, me too. We're wishing the best of luck to our Clinton County teams. Have you thought 3 or 4 days in advance here, Jamie, for Inside the Huddle, what we might have? It's going to be a late night for all of us Friday. I'm cheering.
Yeah. Don and I kind of spoke about it last week. We're probably going to reach out to the coaches this week, and, you know, several of the coaches will be playing Friday night. And,
yeah.
You know, they may or may not want to be on Saturday morning, depending on how that outcome goes Friday night. But
right.
We're going to try to get on as many as we can, and I've got a couple other ideas for backup. So we'll have a good show put together somehow. So
all right, very good. Hey, well,
hey, I heard you earlier. Want to know? There's a site called I Can't Give Up. You know that I spend hours on end doing this, but there's a site called John Harrell Basketball, and this gentleman has been doing this for a long time. He is the guru of high school boys and girls basketball and football, and he has a site that all the schools put into, and he updates everything. So it has all the information you could ever possibly need.
Okay.
I mean, it's got the predictions on who's supposed to win, to all the records, to tournament history, to everything. So you can go to that site, click on these sectionals we're talking about, and pull it up pretty quick. So I'll have to show you sometime.
Yeah, I just wrote it down, too, so I'll check it out. All right, Jamie. Well, we'll see you Saturday morning. We may talk to you before then. We may get you back on here Friday morning or something.
Okay. We'll try to preview all the county teams going into Friday night. Still got a lot of them moving on. The Bulldogs, the only one that's out of the tournament so far. So
yeah, a lot of basketball
somebody
left to play.
Get out of one of these sessions, we'd hope.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thanks, Jamie.
Have a good day.
You too. Appreciate that. Jamie Blacker. He's one of our co-hosts on Inside the Huddle.